This is an interview with Bruce Holland, founder of the Virtual Group Business Consultants Limited. Bruce is known as the Workplace Wizard. He helps large mature organisations get their people out of silos, creating workplaces that are focused, fast and flexible. Today, Bruce is talking about the secrets of irresistible leadership. You talk about irresistible leaders being givers.
I read a really interesting book just recently called The Go Giver, and that's a takeoff on the usual word about go getter.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of managers that I know are go getters. They think about how can I go out and get this, and how can I get this person to give me this. The book about go givers talks about real success comes when you make other people strong, when you give to them.
Mm.
It's all about the basic theory of reciprocity.
Mm.
Give and it will come back. There's a bit of trust involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, universal laws.
Mm.
You've always got to do it to prove that it works.
Mm.
Some people are too scared to give because they're scared that if they give it won't come back and they'll only have less than they had before.
Mm.
But I think anyone who's been strong enough, big enough to actually try that, have found that that is the way to actually make that the world works.
Mm.
And so irresistible leaders, in my experience, are always givers. They are radiators rather than refrigerators. Refrigerators
mm.
take energy out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in a room, if you happen to have a boss who's a refrigerator, you know about it. A go-giver is someone who's very much about giving you. They make you feel bigger. They're encouraging you. They're giving you their ideas. They're giving you their context. They're saying, come on, Annie, you can do this. They're making you have confidence in yourself. They are literally pouring energy into you, into the system.
Mm.
Now, a lot of people, when they start thinking about this, see the sort of sense of it. And one of the lovely analogies that we talk about in the Irresistible Leadership course is the dipper.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that came out of a little book called How Full Is Your Bucket?
Mm-hmm.
How Full Is Your Bucket says that everyone has a bucket and everyone has a dipper. And some people use their dippers to fill other people's buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And some people use their dippers to empty other people's buckets.
Mm.
And the people who end up making people strong are the ones who use their dippers to fill other people's buckets. So one of the images we try really hard to achieve is that we get people thinking about them as having the dipper and filling buckets.
Mm-hmm.
The most interesting thing about this piece of research in this How Full Is Your Bucket is not that people end up as strong people who use their dippers to fill buckets, because that's fairly obvious probably. But the interesting bit for me is that those people who fill other people's buckets themselves end up feeling stronger. So it's a true win-win. The people they're managing feel stronger, but they feel stronger. Give, and the person you're giving to will feel stronger. Give, and you will also feel stronger.
Mm.
So this whole thing around reciprocity is actually quite a strong theme in my leadership thing.
Absolutely. Certainly makes me think of certain leaders. In my experience of being, you know, great givers, and have this little vision of them now walking around with their little bucket and dippers.
So people have made you feel strong because of what they've given you?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Can you think of examples?
Certainly by giving you work that perhaps is at the manager level and is their major piece of work, and yet they're giving it to you, having full trust that you'll do a good job. And
this trust thing is so important.
Trust.
That you can give trust, you can give stretch, you can give information, you can give your context.
Yep.
You can, you know, whatever it is, it's a matter of thinking about what can I give to this person to make them stronger.
Mm, absolutely.
A lot of people actually take the exact opposite view and think, what can I take from this person to make me stronger?
Mm,
and that's exactly
right.
The wrong philosophy.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do actually, a few people come to mind in that category too.
Sure.